Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
Paragraph with laughs, get you back up on the right path. Ain't no stopping me.
me. Cause the rhythm I kick, cause I look like a rhythm machine. Filling them with covers off the 9 million legal clips. Bitch is what we duck, keep kicking up dust. And you can spread rumors, shit is making me sick of the head tumors. You want me about hugging me, saying you loving me. Saying phony niggas be bugging. I can tell cause the thug give me more to sell drugs and push me. Need to get me more with these BBs. And then three smoke weed from overseas. Pimp like that, rollie. Fuck the police, keep my wallet on beat. Who the Windy City woman still coming and gunning straight from the shot. Tonight, for all the ladies, let's get high.
That's right, it's Ladies Night, and this is Poetry After Dark, putting a spotlight on our girl, Kids Lachelle. We welcome everyone on the line, from those that's filling up in chat, and if you haven't got over it yet, come on over, because we're getting it in tonight, only how ladies can do. We know how we get down. Those of you on Facebook, if you want to call in to listen, the number is 347-826-9842.
Chief. Yeah. It's Ladies Night.
What?
Shit, it must be China on the mic. The butter brown sugar get the honey get the pie. Yeah, I'm right.
That's right. So we about to bring our guest on and let her get up in here. Miss Kids.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Hey, Kids Boo.
Hi. Ooh, y'all are so nervous.
I'm so nervous. I know how you feel.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, too, so we
can
be nervous together.
I'm going to let y'all have that. We're going to make you feel nice and comfortable. We're not going to bite, we promise.
Wow, y'all jamming up.
Relax.
I am relaxing now.
I know.
How was your holiday?
Wonderful. I can't ask for anything better. I was alive and I was able to praise my God and be with family, so it was a great holiday.
Hello. I know that's right.
So, are you ready to give us that gift we've been waiting for? We got the spotlight on you. I know I'm so excited. I know Chief over there can't wait to dig in. We want to know more about Kids. It's time to dig
yes.
in. You ready?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope that I got some pieces together. Hope everyone can enjoy them and relate, and you know, we could just have a really good time tonight. I'm just I'm over here cheesing. Yes. My cheeks are hurting right now. Yes.
Well, to start us off, let's talk about Kids. I mean, give us a little information about who you are and where you come from.
Well, I'm 22 years old. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I've been writing since I was 7 years old. I started slamming around 14 years old, and I just went with the flow of things from there. When I was 13, I got introduced to this program in Chicago called Gallery 37, and it, like, really helped, you know, youth writers and things of that nature. And I just went with it, man. I've been doing this for a minute now. Yeah, I'm on my 10th year. So,
All right.
Yeah. It feels good to say
that. What's up? She was a part of Gallery 37. That's what's up.
Yes, yes, yes. They,
you know, I'm excited because, you know, she's from the trash. I say I represent.
Chicago,
I see y'all out there. 312-773. I see y'all on the line.
Right? Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm
but,
sorry. I was excited.
Yeah, I've been writing. Writing has always been like a therapeutic thing for me, and I just turned it into something positive, and I've been using it to the best of my ability. It's something that I really love to do. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just got to step back for a few moments. Kids, you said you were 23.
I'm 22 now.
Oh, she's 22. Wow. And you write. See, this is like another, we had another poet on that was real young, but write like you've been around for so long.
Right.
Like you, for real, you write real deep, and I would have never guessed.
Yeah,
wow.
Age doesn't really have any bearing on your experience, you know what I'm saying? You can go through
right.
a lot of things and be extremely young. So, yeah, people are being forced to grow up so fast nowadays. It's not uncommon for someone young to be mature. Well, in Chicago on some occasions it is, but you have a lot of people that are mature for their age, and you would never know that they were as young as they are. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. But you know, the thing that gets me is that, not saying that young people, yes, I am, I'm still young, and I went through a lot in my short life, but not many can put it on paper and put it out for the world like how you do. You know, a lot of people go through things and they can't express themselves like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, that's the part I'm talking about that's really amazing to me, is how you express yourself.
Thank you. I would have to really say that it's listening to other poets, you know what I mean? You get your inspiration from other people that share the same passion for the craft that you are into, you know what I mean? Like, you hear them and you're inspired and you want to be on their level. I'm not a hater. I'm a supporter. And I support anyone that's doing anything that they're doing. You know, if I hear someone and they're spitting and I just get encouraged and I get excited and I start spitting and I start doing my own thing, you know. So that's how I got to the point that I'm at. I'm always at somebody's open mic, or I'm always listening to people or reading people's work, because it's something that I love. It's something that I really enjoy, hearing from people and giving it as well. So, yeah. And it's like mad, it's like major people out here that can write. I'm telling you, like, the poetry scene in Chicago is just so hot. They be on fire. You just be like, wow. And it be coming from the youth, too. I mean, the older cats, they're great and everything, but like the younger cats,
she said
they like really be on it. They really be on it. They're very talented. Like, you be like, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys seen it, but they had an HBO special, and all the teams, I think they from all over the country came to D.C., and wow. That,
yeah.
I mean, I'd have never guessed, so yeah.
Yeah.
Poetry is definitely standing up. And I'm glad y'all, you guys, everyone who's in the poetry field has a way to express their feelings using that, you know, because like I said, everyone don't have that gift.
Yeah. No, they don't. No, they don't. But it's a beautiful thing once you get a hold of it. I'm telling you, man, it's the best way to just release your frustrations or release any thoughts that you have going on. Like, it's, man, poetry is it's the business, I'm telling you. Well, you guys already
know. I would like to say, though, that I'm a little bit hurt that you never invited me and said, hey, you know, China, I'll be at such and such and such a place. Well, you know what? I found out about UIC through you, Mojo, so I can't say that. But you wasn't even there when I went.
You know what? It's really difficult. I've moved to Naperville now, so it's very difficult for me to make open mics now. But last year I was on it. I didn't really attend Mojo's like that. I've been there once or twice. But a few friends of mine that I knew through, they introduced me to other people, and then people that I knew from Gallery 37. Like, there's a really dope spot called it's Wordplay, and it's for young Chicago authors, and they have it on Tuesday nights for the youth. I would go there. He used to be my friend, but he had a really dope set. It was at Oak Park Library. Like, there's so many places that you can go to to showcase your talent. It's all about research. But I apologize about that. I really have not. Lately, it's been really hard to get something out here in Naperville. It's like, wow, it's Naperville, you know? So I don't know. But as soon as I get back in, you know I'm going to inbox you, honey. I'm definitely going to inbox you.
Please. Okay. So, kids, do you have a writing inspiration? And what I mean by that, is there a writer out there that just automatically make you just want to get your pen and get your pad and go to work?
Oh, there's actually a few.
Say China.
You know what, China, you be going in. I be like, sometimes I don't know if I want to post after you. I be like, dang, she did it. Yeah, man, you both of you. She fire. She fire for real. I would have to say my very close and best friend, her name is Sierra Miller. Like, when I saw her perform when I was younger, I was like, damn, you know? And she encourages me to be the best writer that I can be. And then there's a young man, there's a few young men, actually, that I see who perform and who write, and they challenge themselves to, you know, to their fullest potential. One guy, his name is Fakim. I think I've introduced you guys to him before. He was actually on your show. And then there's another young man, his name is Lamar, and you just see these different people and how they come out. They have their own style, they have their own flow, and you're just like, man, I got to do that. I got to try it. I got to, you know what I mean? I got to get in that. So, yeah, but everybody that writes, they inspire me in their own way, and I mean that with the utmost sincerity. I really do. I really, really do.
Yeah.
Everyone. I know y'all think I'm a Care Bear, but I'm so serious. I just
Kids, I read your poetry, baby. I know you're sweet, and I love your voice. I love how you put it down. But from your writing, there's another side to Kids, and I hope you let us see all of it tonight.
Yeah,
that's your
work. Right. I got a request, too. I can't wait. Absolutely, there is another side. there is another side to my writing, and I actually I did plan on performing. They're actually two part pieces; they go together, and I was gonna perform them tonight for you guys. I know a lot of my friends that are probably listening in are gonna be like, yes, because I'm too timid to do it, but I felt that I should let it in.
All right.
Out.
A PAD exclusive.
You better know it. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back because we have more questions for Ms. Kids Michelle on the spotlight. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
the original Poetry After Dark spotlight on Kids Lachelle. It's ladies' night.
Oh, man. What?
You know what? Okay, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to be quiet. Chief, how you going to unmic yourself and you don't unmic our guest?
I did. That's the goal.
You did. I got you back. You know I'm, I got you. All right,
that's
welcome back,
Betty.
Everyone. Oh, I knew she was going to do something. We're back, everyone.
Bring peace to the show, kids. Bring peace to the show.
We got peace. The number to dial is 347-826-9842. Get on our line and dig into Kids the Show, because we're definitely going to get it in tonight.
Hello.
Wow. Kids.
Yes.
What does poetry mean to you?
Oh, my God. What does poetry mean? Poetry means life to me. That's life, honey. That's like air right there. It's my expression. It's my therapy. It's my way of not knocking some bitch out when she make me mad. It's, you know, not strangling a dude when he pisses me off. It's me, you know what I'm saying, encouraging somebody, touching somebody, relating to someone.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm feeling that. I love that. I love it. Oh, yeah.
You know you're dealing with poets when they tell you that's they air. That's the way they breathe. That's real poets. That's a real poet. If they don't say that,
all
day long. You know how they feel.
I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't got that passion, you can't stamp yourself, which brings me to my next question. I know on Facebook we see you as a kid, or could you, I don't even want to mess up your name.
Kadria.
You don't, do you stamp yourself down as a poet? Do you call yourself a poet or just an artist?
I would say an artist. It's kind of hard to deal with labels because you're limited to what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I put my hand in all types of art. It's not just poetry, it's singing. It's not just singing, it's drawing. It's whatever I can do to, you know, make creative expression. So,
mm-hmm.
No, I don't like to be limited. I don't really like labels. I do me.
That's right. Hey, and she said she sings. So, you know, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you out sometime.
You know it's going to happen. I don't know what made her think she could say it and we wasn't going to be like, oh.
See, I'm just
hey, you going to get something from her mom? Got to do a hundred for something.
I'm decent. I don't want to bust nobody's eardrums on the phone, you know. But, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Hey.
But we're going to get it.
Yeah. Definitely. Sha, before I go on, do you have any questions? Because I don't want to be feel like I'm taking the spotlight. No.
No, keep going. I'm with you.
Okay. All right. I'm digging deeper. Okay. What's going on with, or do you, should I say, do you have any projects upcoming for your poetry?
As of right now, I am contemplating a tour with this woman. I used to go to her open mics. It's at this restaurant up north called Bolot. And she's supposed to be getting a tour together, but that's really all that there is as of now because the semester is starting. And just attending more open mics and, you know, listening in to, on your show. I finally figured out how to join through Facebook.
I'm trying.
But there's definitely going to be things coming up next year.
Okay. Any possible books?
Any possible book? Oh my God! I wanna do more schooling first. I wanna educate myself more. I don't wanna, you know, create a book of ignorance.
I heard that.
I think that I don't think I know enough right now to give readers a really good book. I don't wanna just create anything, But, you know, mm-hmm. there might be a collection or something coming out. I'm still, you know, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still debating.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed. That's good reading right there. That's definitely good reading. I think I'm going to have to go into your notes on Facebook so I can try to figure out what's that piece that you tagged me in. It was just so powerful. I hope that's on the list
conversation.
Of things.
That's the one we want. We want the
yes,
conversation.
It is.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, my goodness. That's it right there. I'm with China. I'm with Chief on that one. I'm going to hear that. Wow. Yeah.
I definitely got you. It was definitely on the list. I was going through them. I was talking to a friend of mine. She's like, yeah, you better put it on there. You got to put it on there. That's how I'm like, okay,
shout out to the friend
it.
Who requested the conversation.
Shout out to the friend, yes. So, when you write, mm-hmm. I have noticed through a lot of poets that they have this technique, they have a certain style of writing. Do you consider yourself having a certain style in your poetry?
I would think that I do. I think that, unfortunately, I stick to safe subjects, and most subjects are relationships. When I was younger, I used to, like, dip into politics a little bit, but anything that's personal to me, I'll be able to write it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As far as performance, I kind of tend to do the same thing, and I want to break out of that because I want to be a more versatile artist. So now I'm incorporating music and song and singing a little bit, schemes or what have you. Into the pieces, and it's challenging for me because I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone. But
mm-hmm.
all in all, yeah, I think I have my own kind of style. I do, especially with the things that I talk about. Like mm-hmm. I be slaying niggas in some of my poems, and they be like, Jesus.
Chain
my friend, you got any happy poems? Like, what's going on with you?
I love what she posts. I'll be right there geeking, like, yeah, here we go. Because she's
yeah.
speaking that realness, you know what I'm saying? And people can relate to that, and people can read your work and say, you know what? I know what not to go through. I know what to
mm-hmm.
look out for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lady,
I do agree.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So this is what it is, y'all. We're going to take another break. We're going to let kids get right because she's about to hit the mic for us. So we're going to let her gear up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, ma'am.
That's right. Call that number 347-826-9842. You want to show some love to your girl, call in. Put your hand up.
Now. Yeah. Yes, now's the time to do it. If you have any questions for kids, press 1, and you will be in queue. We'll be right back, y'all.
Presently, I'm Friday night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the best in internet radio. So join my fam, DAP, DAP, for some of the hottest spoken word artists and poets on the planet, with that special blend of music to soothe you after a long, hard day. Again, that's Tuesdays and Fridays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Angelic Poetess Artist Showcase. I will see you there.
And we're back. This is the Original Poetry After Dark, Spotlighting Kids Lachelle. We just heard from Erykah Badu, Window Seat. So I want y'all to get ready to get your snaps on and your claps going, because my girl about to hit the mic. All right?
Yep, I'm ready. Did you guys want me to start with the conversation, or did you want me
Look,
to go?
Look,
like,
yeah, I'm ready. That's what I'm talking
about. I'm ready.
I know. That's gangster. Like, no.
That's that.
No, I want you to
right
hold
that. That's that sound right there.
Don't give it to us just yet. Don't give us the conversation just yet. I think I'm going to wait for that one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's tease us. Tease us.
Did you guys want me to start now, or?
Yeah, we're going to fade in the background.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait, let me not speak up. Boss lady, what are we doing?
No, you did right. I said I'm going to fade into the background and let her do her thing.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Well, let me shut up.
Okay, the first poem, I am a full-figure female, and I wrote this for full-figure women, so it's called Big Ups to the Big Girls. Y'all ready? You there? Hello?
Oh, yeah, we ready.
Okay. Big ups to the big girls.
Miss Chunky, who believes she'll earn respect from giving up her monkey, the chubby chick who cries herself to sleep at night, terrified of physical modification, hasn't ate since 8 a.m., so her hunger appears ancient, the pleasantly plump, tough girl child in school slamming bullies into locker doors, the desperate female at the gym who doesn't understand why she wants to be slim, the heavyweight, loudmouth, cracking jokes for attention, hangs with the pretty girls also she can be mentioned, the secluded, full-figured woman, success is heavy as her body, one scene from a love story and secretly she's sobbing, all these things done to deflect the fat girl image, but one weight loss commercial resurrects that image, when will it finish, when will it be over, drunk off the opinion of society and there's only one key to be sober, be skinny, you gotta be kidding, big ups to the big female who hates the very things that makes her sales, who sobs on reality series for some man to love her, promiscuous acts just so a man will hug her, t-shirts and tight jeans that don't quite fit, just so they can say she ain't fat, she just thick, or maybe so the local scrub can give us some dick, she feels visible when guys are checking, so this is how we teach our daughters to strive for acceptance, big ups to the big girls, trying to prove that they are much more than what they weigh, running from the image that they eat all day, falling victim to people whose self-esteem is lower, puts on the front cause their ego is bolder, the very big girl scared to be naked in front of her man, muffin tummies and cellulite is a fear I don't understand, these practices we should ban, they should give a class, the women are more beautiful than their, and more worth than their ass, the very female structure isn't built to be small, and if you ain't about your nut knowledge, you ain't on shit at all, big ups to the big girls. And that's that piece.
Man.
Oh my God.
I love how that's aggressiveness and Porch. I love how she said it. It was just so goddamn fly. I love it.
It came out like, watch me. Watch me. Pick up to the pink girl.
What? Okay, people on the line.
I love that piece. Like, I love it.
Thank you.
Piece hot. Y'all show y'all girls some love. Y'all better start pressing one to say what's up to kids. We will be opening up the lines when she get finished raping the mic. You know how she go. So, yeah, press one so y'all can say what's up to her. So we can open y'all lines up. We will open them up, I'll say, about 20 minutes. But kids,
you missed it, Nicole. Where you go? She mad she missed it. Where you go, Nicole?
She's going to have to archive. She's going to have to archive. That's the wonderful thing of the show. It's being recorded. Oh, man. Okay. Mad love for big girls, okay? I ain't skinny, so I'm with you, okay?
I ain't skinny.
Mad love.
No, it's just because, you know, some people be hating. You know what I'm saying? They just be on their little hater stuff. So I had to go ahead and I had to get that out there. You know, I'm big and I'm beautiful, and I don't stunt to nobody. I bring a presence in the room. I command attention. I don't have to be what society tells me. And it ain't even about being full-figured. It could be about being dark-skinned. It could be about being light-skinned. It could be about rocking a short haircut. It could be about anything that you want to do. And somebody's telling you you can't because it ain't a, you know, part of society's standards. You feel me? Nah, we ain't on that.
Yeah, right. You speak that.
What? Ladies night. Stand up, ladies. Ladies night. I'm trying to tell you. I love it. Okay.
Ladies night. That was a good piece to start off with.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to break and we're going to come back. Let her, you know, get her drink on.
I'm posting her link in the chat,
y'all. Y'all better know it. Y'all ain't hooked up with kids for sale now. Y'all better hook up with her. It's the poet mistake, so. Okay.
Oh, wait, I said something straight to your notes. Oops.
All right, we got an hour and 17 minutes left. If you are a gamer for open mic after we feature our girl, it will be extended. It's up to you guys. We'll be right back. Jill Scott, Crown Royal. Let's get it.
Hello. Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brain, start your back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil up.
eyes, baby.
The original Poetry After Dark, Spotlight and Kids, Lachelle. On ice, baby. What'd you say?
That is my song.
That's sexy.
Sexy big girl right there, Jill Scott.
Hello.
Well,
if you don't mind, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's listening in and showing love. My sweetheart Tay that's just instant messaging me throughout this whole thing, trying to encourage me, my family members, my cousins, aww, my friends. I really appreciate it. Like, they are showing me so much love right now. And I just wanted to show my appreciation and say that to them.
Wow. No, that's right.
All and you right. guys for having me, man. Like, y'all are so dope for this. For real. This is like
know,
the
right?
person of the year.
Yeah, it's going down, year. Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, you are our last teacher. That's what's up, closing us out. That's what's up.
That's what I was just about to say. Chief took it out. That's right.
Closing us out with the ladies' night.
Hello.
And letting y'all know, too, that Tina Marie will be stepping in the building for her tribute.
I know that. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Mm.
That was so tragic.
And we lost a good one. Yes,
that's another sexy big girl.
You better know it with a voice, a hell of a voice on her.
A legend. For real.
Yes.
It would never
that
be.
And nobody can walk in her footsteps. Never. Mm-hmm. No one can walk in her footsteps. Close it. It's a done deal.
Hey, I want some more poetry. You're going to get the tape.
Oh, yeah.
This is about kids.
Oh, yeah, right. Kids. Yeah. Spotlight.
All right, we need spotlight too. Don't disrespect. Just saying.
Okay. So this isn't censored, right? I just want to make sure that nobody's, like, offended or anything because this might be a little intense the next poem that I'm performing.
No restrictions, baby. Do you?
Oh, okay. The next poem is a two-part poem, actually. And it is called Fuck Me. So it's the first part is Fuck Me, Pardon My Language. And I'm going to go ahead and rock that out for y'all.
That's
a part of me people rarely get to hear, like, people rarely, they get to read these things, but they don't get to hear me say it.
It's exclusive.
Uh-oh.
This is exclusive, y'all. Exclusive.
Okay, here we go. He said he would fuck me. Fantasies that constantly torture me, he said it bluntly. He would sexually put me out my misery, and trust me, I've been suffering. Dreaming deep into the night, hot sheets to disclose my muffling. I want him to know it, but he wants me to say it. I like him too much, but still would let him take it. But I like him too much just to let him take it. And so we chatting, and I'm trapped in the zone. He says I'm grown now, so say what I want. And then all of a sudden, my speech gets jumbled in a bunch. How can I tell him I wanted breakfast, dinner, and lunch? But I couldn't bring myself to do it, and I felt like a punk. I guess that's where my chances sunk. Click goes the phone, and I'm left alone with my thoughts. Conversing like that and all the images it brought. I'm wondering, does he possess that reach stretching so far it makes you bend at your feet? I end up dozing off and I came in my sleep. How can a mere vision bring me to my peak? Curiosity banging my mind. He doesn't want a relationship, so I'm waiting on time. He's leaving, but my feelings have arrived. I can't do this and push my heart to the side. I'm conflicted. I want all of him and not half of the ripping. Yeah, I'm tripping, but I can't stop thinking about his lips in. And I can't stop thinking about what we sipping. If my fantasy come true, what's the message I'm kicking? More than a fuck, let's just kiss and explore the embrace. Let me absorb the beauty of your face. It's been heavy on my head and I can't wait. I gotta write it out. So this struggle with my sleep, words will fight it out. Create a beautiful understanding of what I wanna do. And I promise it's beyond the fuck me's and fuck you's. I can be real and say this in truth. It's easier to fuck those you really don't like, cause once I give in, it no longer seems right. I just go in and use what I need for that night, not thinking to include them in my day-to-day life. I couldn't be his type, but he said he fucked me. But what's supposed to happen when the fuck leaves? He can wash it off. I'll still be trying to breathe again. Most certainly would never want to be his friend. I really need it, man, and it's not just for the fucking. What happened to the natural development of loving? Yeah, this really fucked me, because at first I was dreaming about us hugging, forward gestures, and not just touching, getting to know his mental and going ahead of the lusting. I'm suffering, but I'd rather wait it out than be put in a situation where I have to fake it out. He'd fuck me, but I'd like to have him be loyal and go above the rim, because I know he's worth not engaging in my skin or my sin or whatever position he wants me in. So I'll continue to keep the dreams of fucking in, or maybe just stop lusting him, because I swear I want something different. And that is that piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody bring us another mic. Somebody bring us another mic.
I'm speechless. Like, yo, did she just drop that?
Murdered it. You came. Let me just say this. I came in my sleep. I'm talking about, give me some conversation like that. I came in my sleep. In your sleep? Yeah, baby.
That got to feel real good. That's nice dreams right there. It's like, nah, who's that?
But, okay, so even after all that, you can't come and kill the mic, right? And then end off sweet like, and that was that piece. Like, you can't do that.
You got to be like, and that's that piece, baby. It's like,
nah. Right. So drop the phone. Just drop the phone and walk out. Just something.
That would be nice. Just drop the phone so we can hear that jump. Bam! Yeah, she done killed it. It's official.
She killed it. It's official. Boom.
Well,
I told y'all it's another side to me. You know, I gotta keep it cool, though. You don't let that side out.
Oh, St. Clinton. You say you gotta go to church after hearing that. Get his soul cleansed. All me. I hear you, St. Clinton. Maybe I'm with you. I don't know. I don't know if I want to get a phone call or go to church. Look, I'm confused. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm a confused man out there, and you know, that's fire right there. I love it.
Thank
this
you.
Poet right here, I told y'all, she is going to rock the house, and she definitely bringing it down. Okay, kids. I'm going to need you to step in the chat room for a minute, because I got to talk to you. You want to take a quick break? And we're going to be right back. And this is some old school, y'all. I'm going to see who remember about Salt and Pepper. What y'all know about that?
Ow! What's up, everyone? This is your boy, Steady J. And whenever I'm not holding down on Life at the Desk, and biz or no biz, I'm enjoying some of the best spoken word with the beautiful, the talented, the most extravagant, the most elegant, the Angelic Cordis on the original. Hold on real quick. Let me repeat that one more time. The original Poetry After Dark, live on All Talk Radio.
And we're back. The original Poetry After Dark, putting a spotlight on our girl Kids Lachelle now. If you missed it, you definitely going to have to archive it. She has ripped the mic up. And I got witnesses. I got witnesses, I'm trying to tell you. I'm having a great time.
So much fun. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got me over here dancing at the computer. Oh, my God.
We were satisfaction and everything. We was on point. Hey,
doing the snake, y'all.
Oh, okay. Not the snake.
Not
she was doing the runner man backwards. Hey, let me stop.
Oh man, yes, we had to do that. But the spotlight is back on you, girlfriend.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and do the conversation for you two ladies.
Uh-oh.
It's highly anticipated, I see. We talked. And as I confronted haunted thoughts resting in the grave of my mind, I questioned, is it smart to start digging? I'd be a fool to open up to you. I was the same girl choking up from you. How could I blindly bury the pain you caused me? It must have been your voice. Sway slowly through the receiver, waking up dead feelings without reason. You killed me last year. I suffered from the loss of too many damn tears. The last blow left my eyes swollen. But after death, I was reborn and started growing. It would have been suicide to even think of you. But we're sitting here chatting like I can't sink from you. I don't have the keys to do the unthinkable, but yet and still we continue on. You tell me about new books, your new car, and that's right, old girl. The same one you stabbed me in the front for. Now holding the phone, my hands are getting sore, remembering how many times I sat drying my face. I need to hang up. Lemon heads pop into your mouth, and I can tell you're smiling. I believe I've had enough. But this conversation is so overdue that it's ancient. You created the distance that would test the length of my patience. And I see I finish first. Because we're conversing and I still haven't cussed you out from all the hurting. The rage is so deep in the dirt of my forgiveness, it's not even worth it. I let the conversation end calmly. I just lay flowers on your tombstone and I have no intentions of rekindling anything new with you. Because even though I've moved on, there's still a grave plot you tried to move me to. I was just strong enough to live again. And... yeah, that's that piece. Sorry, guys.
I was sitting there like,
oh, that was hilarious.
Is she done? Oh, my goodness.
She said I got temporarily distracted. I'm so sorry.
I like that, though. When you make mistakes, they end up being so cool at the end. I love it. Yeah, that's that piece done. I love it.
That's what's up. That's the conversation, y'all. Y'all, read up on her page. I posted her notes in chat by mistake, so you just click that link and go to her page.
Yeah.
I am truly humbled by the love. Like, oh, my God. People just, man, they really will make you just feel extraordinary, I promise you. It's just so much love.
If not in the chat, you can check her out, K-E-D-Z. L-A-C-H-E-L-E, Michelle, on Facebook.
Yes.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
So, I think we're going to go ahead and take some calls, right, Chief?
Yeah, let's take some calls. If you want to call and speak to your girl and show your love, press 1.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone online. Bring them in.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Again, press 1 if you want to get in queue so you can talk to your girl. I see 773.
All right, 773. You on the air with Titan Blue and the Poet. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, my.
Hi.
773. Hello, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
We're fine. Are you calling to speak to kids and say what's up to kids, our guest tonight?
Yes, I am. Kids, do you recognize my voice, honey?
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Fine. I need you to do that second part so that fuck me.
I will certainly will.
Okay, and are you doing the other piece that I text you about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
You know my name. I heard that. I like you, Megan, already.
Yeah, I know.
Now we got a request. We got, okay, we got a lot of people calling in now. All right, they heard us. That's what's up. Okay. Okay, so make sure you write down what you want so we won't forget. We're going to take another caller for you. 323, you're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
Well, hello there, darling. It is the Oracle from Hollywood, California.
Hi.
Hi, Oracle. Young lady, Miss Kids, I want to tell you congratulations. You are throwing it down, as the children will say.
Thank you.
I'm proud to say I'm one of the old folks. I'm 52 and fabulous. I love you. Big ups to the little girls.
Thank you.
I said, okay, I could be a big girl. That's cool. They talk about me. I have a piece for you ladies, since this is Ladies' Night. It's called I've Been Vindicated. May I throw it down for you?
Oh, bring it.
I've been vindicated because I took back me. I took back me. I've been vindicated because I took back me. I got took, trusted again, believed all those things that he said, that your mama told you not to. Yeah, I got took. A few trinkets, nothing really, groceries for the kids. Thought I was getting a lot. Instead, I got took. Promises to do this and that. I actually acted on repairs based on what really wasn't fact. That's right, I got took. I got took for my compassion. Got took for my insight and caring ear. I got took for my smile, my touch, my very essence. But I've been vindicated because I took back me. Yeah, I got took for my love. But I've been vindicated because I took something, too. I took this love affair as a test of my strength, endurance against being broken, brokenhearted. I took this affair with a grain of salt and a whimsical I don't care. I took this love affair in transition from the last. I took this affair as a way to get back at myself. I took this affair for all that it had to give and then some. The way I see it, I've been vindicated because out of this affair, I took back me. And that's dedicated to the ladies tonight.
Wow. Miss Fabulous.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Now that's how you stand up. That's standing up, ladies.
All right.
Night. Oh,
that's how you represent Ladies' Night, Oracle.
Yes. Oh, man.
Thank
girl,
you, ladies. Thank
game.
You.
Thank
this is my
you.
First time calling in, D. Poetess, and I love your format. I like the show. It's bright and airy. It's up, and I like that.
And
thank
I
you
like
so much.
You. Please come back.
Oh, I shall,
show
darling,
us.
I shall.
Thank you.
Now, you're on Tuesdays and Saturdays?
Fridays.
Tuesday and Friday. Okay, Tuesday and Friday. You know, you've got to get these schedules all together and everything. Oh, my goodness, you're going to be up and running on New Year's Eve.
We have not made that.
We don't have to talk about this.
We have not done that in town yet. We're going to let the poets let us know what's going on because we don't want to go on air and then everybody decide to go to the club.
I got you.
Oh, it'll be an interesting show. Everybody calling in from their cell phones in the club.
Hey,
Josie, I don't know.
Well, I shan't take
anyone
else's time. But you guys, this is great. This is wonderful. Thank you for having me on tonight. I'll stick around and take a listen.
Thank you, Oracle.
Oh, I don't know if you do this, but it's okay if I shout out. I'm on blogtalkradio.com as well.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I'm on Sundays from 3 to 4 Pacific Standard Time because I'm in Hollywood, California. So, yeah, Sundays. And the title of the show is The Oracle Speaks.
All right. Check it out. That's what's up.
Thank you, lady.
Hey, gotta show
I'll
up.
Hang on. I'll
Thank
take my hand down so that other people can get in. Is that cool?
That's cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
You went in. I'm like, dang, vindicated.
What? Girl, how you mess with something like that? I don't know. But you know what? Because she done murdered the mic. We're going to take a quick break. We still have... I believe two more callers waiting to speak to your kids. I don't know if you want to sit another piece or you want to continue taking calls. You let me know.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah. I'm open for anything. This is ladies' night. We're getting it in. We're doing the thing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You're supposed to say, this is what I want to do. See, this is what happens when the spotlight is on you. You say,
it's okay.
This is what
it's okay.
Do.
She gave it back. She gave it back. I'm taking it. Y'all, we have an hour and 22
I'm
minutes
I'm going to have to
left,
hook up with you and chat, kids.
We coming right back. We see you, so don't hang up. We coming right back. Y'all a mess.
You can cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far. And I do get better, the voice gets wetter. Nobody gets hurt,
as long as you let her.
Do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness, I write, I guarantee delight. To the hip-hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect, MC Light is back. And better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday. But notice, they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine. And I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find. So come along and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. I got the power to spit out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I let you slide because you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin. And it's me that you're pursuing? Well, well, well. I'll be damned, I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E, and it's shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yeah, I've been watching me like the fat on your back. It's plain to see that you're a wannabe, but you can't be what you're not. So you better start living with what you got. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the ticker of your pacemaker. More tender than a roni, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
The original Poetry After Dark, putting a spotlight on my girl, Kids Lachelle, which I know about her. What? It's ladies' night. and ladies are definitely standing up. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial if you're trying to get on the mic, because the mic is definitely on fire. We got to keep it hot. We don't want nobody to come in and put no water on our mic. We're trying to keep that on flaming. All right. So I want more poetry. I know everybody else wants more poetry. Now we have four calls waiting for you. So, again, if you want to take a call, we can take another call. You can sit a piece. You can go either way.
I can take another call.
Okay. So we're rolling with, since, you know, a lot of y'all have the same area code, I'm going to do six numbers, okay?
Okay.
And then 773-261, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, this your boy Joe Black. Your boy Joe Black represent X-Rated Tomorrow, all day, the boss of Chicago. I just called in. I was listening to the radio, and I heard my girl Kez on there going hard, so I just had to call up and represent. Right now I'm in the studio lacing up this track, so I got to get back to it. But just, man, keep on pushing, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing hold you down, you know what I'm saying? Represent Chi-Town all day. Ain't nothing bigger than tomorrow.
All
you know
day.
What it is. It's your boy
Thanks,
Joe Black,
me.
A.K.A. Dodo. Holla.
I know that's
right.
Right.
I like that. Stand up, Chicago. Y'all got
y'all
shirt.
Stand up, Chicago. Yeah. Oh, man. I did some music collabos with him, actually. He's a really dope producer. Yeah, he gets it in. Yeah,
well, hook me up, though, because I'm definitely looking for some work. Somebody to
oh, I
know,
definitely
beats,
will put
yeah. you on. Thank
I
you. That's what I'm talking
on.
About, network. Hey,
yes.
That's what we're supposed to do over here, y'all, network. Show some love for my girl Kids, man, for real. 347-826-9842. Now,
shout out to the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, call them out, Chief.
Shout out to the chat room. We got Daytoga Crowder. We got guest 13903, 14278, 14298. Shout out to Jai. Love me some Jai. Shout out to Moon. Shout out to Nicole. Nina, Sean, St. Clinton, the Oracle, Tracy, and thinking about something. I want to know how Tracy got this little pink thing up here. What's that all about? I want one.
BTR is biased on the kind of stuff like that, so, you know, we don't know. Well, I used to have one, too, until they just, you know, robbed it from me. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Okay. Kids.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Y'all ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do part two of that poem because I'm getting, like, major text messages. You can't do one without the other.
I just want to go take a break, St. Clinton.
This is a little bit, you know what, but I will say this one is a little more explicit than the other one because it's my alter ego talking. And
Run, St. Clinton.
Yeah, take a break, because we don't want you to get your ears hurt. But go ahead, boo, I'm putting it in the background.
So one was pardon my language, and the other one is excuse my French. Y'all ready?
See.
Okay. He said he would fuck me. Fantasies that constantly torture me. He said it bluntly. He would sexually put me out of my misery. And trust me, I have not been suffering. But you guys need to know that I kind of just messed up because I'm actually reading the wrong one. So just give me 1 second. And I found it. And here we go, y'all. Thanks for working with me. You said you would fuck me. Dreams that provoke me, you said it bluntly. You would sexually put me out my misery, but to be honest, I think you're bluffing. Imagine that. Late into the night, teeth penetrating cheeks just to disclose your muscling. I won't make a sound, and I promise if I was present, this is how it would have went down. I know what you wanted. It don't have to be said. It's quite obvious. All I want is you naked on the bed. This is not pillow talk, and I'll certainly bite you. Seduce every aspect of your senses. Love what? No. I simply want to be a mistress. I'm aggressive like that. Please don't get defensive. I want it. And all the sensations of sliding down on it. Take a slow ride from night until morning. Make your body my possession. And I'm not afraid to ask you questions. Is it all right if I kiss your neck in? And do you like it like this? Would you want it like that? We can get kinky with the lust taps. Cowboy, where's your brute? Here's my bra strap. I'm exploring here, and your body is the map. You say I'm grown, like I'm supposed to be scared, but I like that arrogant shit. I'm sucking bottom lips and pulling hair. I'm cracking whips and using chairs. Have you screaming out and reciting prayers? I'm putting in every moment that shouldn't have been wasted, and the times that you... And the times I'm wondering how your tongue tasted. Opportunities and didn't take it. Man, I'm hearing heavy breathing over the phone. Not much to talk about. I know you want a bone. I just want to fuck. Let's drop the act because I'm all costing lust. I just want to lick, taste, lick chocolate. Maybe we can dip chocolate. And if you happen to get thirsty, we can do this nail faucet. Been waiting too long and I'm far from exhausted. I'm ready to make sweat drop down. I'm about to make vocals get loud. Squinting eyes at spots I found. Your moans and my moans, what magnificent sounds. I'm just saying, my message is real clear. We can sip Henny, Remy, or your beloved Belvedere. I want you here. Fuck me, no, how about I fuck you and expose the strength of what my back can do. I'm not demanding, but I'm asking you to fuck with me and get rough with me. Pure excitement from the thought of you touching me. Get the oil and you can start rubbing me. I can start rubbing you. Hell, let's put it together and see what it do. You're just so appealing. Don't worry about the AM because I'm not working with feelings. When you wake up, I will not be here, but I'll leave a note stating thank you for the deep stroke or quick poke, whatever it was supposed to be. Speaking of kids, you should have been talking to me. And that's that piece.
Girl, you're so lethal with that. It came all the way
that piece
from Chicago, North Carolina. Damn.
I have put up the wrong poem, so I had started off kind of.
Oh, yeah, it was
up.
A cool rewind. It didn't matter.
And she still was. She played that joint off. I like how she did that. I would have been sitting there like,
cool
damn.
Rewind.
So many windows.
Oh, that was
on the
fire.
That piece was brought to you by Remy or your beloved Belvedere. Did y'all hear her? She got it in.
Ooh.
No, you not.
Girl,
got it in.
Hey, I'm chilling with Moscato and Herbal Essence. It's a good thing.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
You guys are
the chat
drunk.
Room got all X-rated. Y'all missing it?
Y'all missing it?
Oh. Uh-uh. Y'all a mess. We're going to bring in another caller. 773-225. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Is she there?
We all here.
I
Who's
don't
there?
Know.
Who's
okay,
there?
That's the end of that. 773.
No,
dang.
Wow, okay. She took over. I didn't even know. I'm like, huh? What's going on?
You on the
okay.
line with Depot. It's in China Blue. What it do? 773.
Yeah.
773-749.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
What's your name, babe?
I
That's
am
great.
Frank King, Nicole Mitchell.
Hey, Frank.
Can't break this brand.
That is my name, Nicole Mitchell.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, shucks, man. I didn't even notice the number. Damn, boo, where you been at?
She said, where you been?
I've been in hiding. I've been in hiding.
Oh, boy. Got some 4 years old. What? He came out just before the new year.
I've been hiding. I seen the kids on the thing. I was like, I gotta resurface myself.
That's why that's how I represent.
I got to. I've been hiding, though. I got something
for
you. specifically for kids, because she asked me to do the prompt. The prompt was, if your tears could speak to you, what would they say? And I kind of put my own twist on it, but I finished it and I memorized it just so you could hear it.
Uh-oh. All right.
I called it Tears. I don't know if y'all can hear me. It's a different phone, so if I'm breaking up or something, let me know. All right. Tears weigh more from behind the eyes. A wingless bird could never fly, and you can't fight a rain that isn't coming. Crystal dew drops from the grassroots of my activist cheeks, whispering their farewells, whistling through open air, disgusted with me, thinking nothing of me, calling me weak, 7 days, broken in several ways, fatigued, sweat bleeds from pores, but still not distinct enough to separate from crying. Crocodiles crawl from my eyes, iris, begging me to find something to fill the puncture wounds. But you see, these wounds are different. Self-inflicted, the only drain plug is me. Tears sing to lighten moods. A few jokes are told, anticipated laughter. All the efforts make them fall faster. Skin loosened, this pain assists my aging. But those sobs are timeless. My tears now yelling to me. Too many have fallen, murdering my own perspiration, sorrow embodied in water, salted with bitterness, riddled with cowardice, bare-knuckle brawl to fight back this. You'll never know how hard it is. I shed tears like snakeskin, belted below my eyes like snakeskin. Below my eyes, snake trails, pools of poison, puddles of reflection of me, broken into smaller bodies of water and shattered dreams. My tears scream to me. They sing to me. They bring me to lean like lack of hip sling and beams pierced instead of balance. Lasers, concentrated light exposing my sorrow through petrified infractions, infected by shards of uncut diamonds between the coal and the pupils of my eyelids. I'm crying tears for you. And the whole time I do, my tears tell me not to. But I swear it's more than pride. I just don't know if it's less than tears. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Damn.
Now y'all know why that brother was already on Poetry After Dark. You understand me?
This is who we were talking about earlier when we were talking about the youth and, you know, the words that they bring to the table, because he's a young man with that talent.
Yes. Yes. Very strong.
Telling y'all. Man, I'm over here like, wow.
Yeah, girl, he's drawing us away then. Okay, it's ladies' night, but dang, boy. He just stole the spotlight.
He is so dope. So dope.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling, Frank. I had to go there.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much, Frank. I appreciate that, man.
And we miss you. So come back. Anytime.
I will.
Yes,
I will.
Really
I will. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. And I still got that, that erotica piece. I finished it, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Y'all got him to do an erotic piece?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all done.
Wow.
Snap, boo. Snap, boo. That's what I'm talking about.
Who y'all had to talk to get him to do that?
Girl, it got to be me and Chief had. I mean, thank you. I don't know what we did, but
you
yes.
gotta come back on a Friday night. We got you, kids. We got you.
Okay.
Woo.
Yeah, girl. You better know it. Oh, man. Okay. Thank you so much. I hope you can sit down and enjoy the rest of the show. We do appreciate you. I know kids definitely appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah.
No problem.
Man.
Thank you.
That's what's up. Oh, man.
Woo.
Okay. So we're going to call the lineup. I have 413 and 347. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. And don't forget, people, I still got my Tina Marie coming up. She is, she hit me slow.
I see y'all, Chantel. 773-312. I see y'all representing for you, girl. That's what's up.
Mad love. Lord,
for real.
Y'all. Hey, you.
remember how you used to you used to phone up and you wouldn't say your name. You'd just say, hey, you. You know, I see you on my blank sheet before I write or form or record this situation, yo. My memories choke me and stain my pillow as my voice becomes hollow as I trace tear lines around the space that won't fill. Yo, I feel nothing but this way and the emptiness stays and it's cluttered with a silence that teases me. It leads me on like it's gonna say, like it's gonna say.
Original Poetry After Dark. Spotlights, Kids Lachelle.
Yeah, don't shoot me for the slander. Y'all was scared, wasn't y'all?
I swear I was over here like, what?
Hold on now.
Wait, tell me, is it true or is it not? Because I'm about to throw in tears over here.
No, it's not true. They said that somebody spreaded a rumor.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so people mourning and she's still alive. Yeah, that's
thank God for Google, boy, I tell you.
Oh, man, because that's crazy. Who? I mean, that's not even a cool rumor to start by somebody dying and they didn't die. That's like, ugh. Okay. Anyway, to see, that's going to take me out of element right there.
Shout out to the big girl, Aretha.
Hello. Shoot. Oh, put it on paper. Shoot. Okay, we're going to take some more calls, y'all. Don't nobody better not write nothing like that ever again in my chat, because that's not even cool.
Yeah, they got
like, what? She died? She had like 50 exclamation points? What Tusa said. I'm sorry.
You know I was about to have a fit over here. Oh, man. Okay. 413-592.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
We good.
I'm just enjoying on the poetry right now. I love that piece. I'm some lyrics are still in my mind, like dipping chocolate into chocolate. Oh my goodness, that was crazy.
He was a chocolate brother.
Yo. It's certain lines. It's like, you know, in hip hop, you know how you have those clinchers and those, man, like hooks. That was crazy. So I really enjoyed that, for real. I mean, I talked to this young lady before, and I was trying to read some of her stuff, and she was like, well, I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, I don't have nothing on me right now. So I said, I had to, you know what I'm saying, check her out. But I knew she was right because, you know what I'm saying, y'all have on the show. But, yo, she really... reach that part for me of expectation. Congratulations. Yes. You're doing good. Don't worry about it. You ain't messing up. You're doing good. You just sitting
there. I'm over here so worried. Like, oh, my God, I messed up. But you guys are making me feel so comfortable. I really appreciate it.
So
you just like that part because you a chocolate brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Shout out to the dog and brothers.
You know, we got to represent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to them chocolate brothers. Hey, boo.
Yes.
To Almighty
Show. Y'all ain't had chocolate. Y'all missing out.
Real world, telling you.
Oh, man.
I just want to show my love and everything. But you know what I'm saying?
You.
Good luck on that, though. And you know I got to say peace out to my favorite host. You know what I'm saying? You know, D and China are doing
thank
a great
you.
Job, too. So keep it up, finding that mystical talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and just before you go, you got to plug in yourself. We got to know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, because, hey, you know, I'm a regular here, so. But it's Dion Ballard and Enlisted Soldiers. It's NLISTIC and Soldiers, SOULDIERS. And that's where you find
me.
I'm
going to post it in the chat room.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know you got that, fam. But you know what I'm saying? You know you got that. I love y'all, and keep the faith, and keep banging.
Thank you.
Well, we love you, too.
You call your phone.
I know.
Oh, man, you got the love, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Nihilistic soldiers. Yeah. Okay. So we have two more callers. Are you ready to sip again?
Yeah.
I'm greedy. Oh, I'm so greedy. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. This would actually be my favorite piece. It was real, real. It was real raw when I wrote it. It's called Heart Rejection. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right.
The moment you discovered you would never love me, you should have left. Abandoned ship, jumped into the sea of your own selfishness. Instead, you allowed me to walk the plank, thinking even if I fell in love, you would hand me hope in a life jacket. You foul. I could have taken it if you left me there,
Abandonment is easier when you know you'll be found, but you made me unwanted, so fuck you now. I tried placing my heart in your soul. My love was too heavy for you to carry. Frozen with hatred, I wanted to slide down the throat of your spirit and let you choke. Strangle God's purpose for you being here. If I could, I'd tie an anchor to your leg, sink you in my bitterness, force you to drown in misery. Struggle for a second chance when I know I wouldn't give you any. I'd watch saltiness explode your lungs, hang you by your own pity. I can't stand you. I have to cut you down. So when you reach for forgiveness, you'll have to walk on your knees. Beg me for upliftment, and this time, I can reject you. And that's that piece.
Yeah, okay. I'm putting down a Moscato right now because I'm slipping.
I'm just letting you know that I'm crowning her the all-time poet
because she has just been so wonderful on everything she has brought. And I told you guys she was going to be powerful. You have been every bit of it. Stand up,
kids.
Girl, you, I mean, Sherelle, you just made that light sparkle.
We
can put the light on, but you just made it sparkle. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Man.
Love it.
Wow.
I love it. Oh, goodness. That's the way to go into 2011. Who's ready for 2011?
I'm ready.
I don't know.
I know I am.
I don't know.
She said, I don't know. That's real. Now, guys, I know that there are some people that want to actually get on the mic. That's cool. Sina Marie got to have her shine with the utmost respect. And we're going to definitely get that in. So with that being said, we're going to take the rest of the calls for kids, and we're going to ask those who want to spit to go ahead and press 1, put your hand up so we can get you in, and enjoy, sit back, and enjoy and give thanks to one of the greatest singers out there that we have, you know, had the pleasure of hearing. If y'all young people don't know about Sina Marie, this is the time to hear her. Phenomenal woman, okay? She had the black card all day. She knows she was a sister all day.
Black card.
I'm trying to tell you, she is on our side. You know, we did the draft, and we drafted her a long time ago. That's my girl, and I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss her. And, I mean, for y'all that don't know, she was supposed to be in Atlanta for New Year's concert, and it's just, wow, everyone who had tickets, I just know that's a terrible loss for them. They're not going to be able to see her in person. So, bad luck to her. All right, to the calls, we have 347 next, and this is Thinking About It. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. I'm thinking about that last poem I just heard. That's what's up. It is definitely ladies' night up in here. What up, y'all?
Yes,
what
it
do
is.
You pull to China?
What
y'all
it do?
I'm saying.
Good.
Got this new little piece. This is like, this one I'm spitting for the pussy pieces. Can I say that? Is it linked there? Let me see. I'm saying.
It sounded like you said it.
Oops.
It's too late. We say come.
You know, because sometimes us dude poets try to get all deep when we really just spitting for the pussy. I'm just saying, you know, just keep it real.
You
know,
putting it out there.
And this piece is called Spitting for the Pussy. You know.
All right, get it.
Spitting for the pussy. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, spitting for the pussy. Poetry after dark, gotta add that in there, you know. Spitting for the pussy. I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it, spitting for the pussy. Poetry after dark. Turned out like a $2 hoe over the telephone, and like a squirrel trying to get a nut, or a lovesick poet trying to bust one, I became your slave, painting your toenails, designed to be closer to you than your panties. You see, this is how my thoughts flow. Pause. Now I want to be your man. I could be that new Jack drink you crave for, that new neo-millennial bicentennial 2010 nigga you've been waiting for. Baby, I'm him, we them types of people who gonna live happily ever after, Napoli ever after, in black neighborhoods having beautiful black babies spilling beauty black on the planet. Damn, I can't stand it. You still sitting too far away from me. Come here, listen, put me inside you and I'll get deeper than any thought you ever had. Eargasm is who I be. I create word come. My erotic verses make pussies recite run on sentences, run on tongues and fingers and fingertips and mushroom tips while the record skips. Oh, shit. I will make your pussy skip. Oh, shit. And right this second, we creating a morality recession in this cipher session, sending words like abstinence and virgin and innocence into unemployment lines, and like color on skin, I protect you, baby. The only reason I signed this list is to tell you this. Can I be your Jimmy Choo's? Will you put me on? Can I walk with you and talk with you sometime while other niggas have lied and played and blown your pretty ass mind? Or will I be your 10-speed sipping Hennessy while you ride me? Ride me. Ride me and ride. Maya Angelou called you the phenomenal woman, but me? Shit, I just called you. 347-411, hoping one day I be the one you call, the nigga you ball, hell, make me the coat, the sweater, I'll be whatever, I'll even be your nigga's arm, I don't mean no harm, I just want to be around you, like legs, word is bone, spitting for the pussy, I'm feeling it, spitting for the pussy, poetry after dark, and that's that piece. That's what it is.
Well,
you dope.
How?
That's what it is. I'm saying, spitting for the pussy. That's what it is. We
I love it. I love that. I like that.
Awesome.
Let the brother do his thing.
See, you start that when you say, I'm going to put you in. I'm saying, okay, that's what's up. I like that shit. I'm playing double on this
one. Come on, ladies, what y'all think about that? He was spitting for y'all. Hello.
You, those hey. Ladies, like, how do one of them poems? I'm saying, that's what it is. We're the building. Oh, shit.
I'm right thinking about it. Tell the people how they can get up with you.
I'm saying, I'm getting pasty, Jelly, y'all. I'm saying, hey, I flashbacks. See, but I'm here, I've been thinking about something. Y'all click on my page. I got a flyer up there now. I'm still working on the website. It should be up in, like, I don't know, like 3 more weeks, something like that. But, you know, you click on my page, you'll see the flyer. We getting it together, you know. I'm gonna have reverb, and I'll be like everybody else, have some pages up here in a second. But, you know, it's crazy, but we in the building, though.
It is. Thank you thinking about it. That's what's up, baby.
Awesome. That's what's up. I like how you
said it. Oh, man, he is too much.
You
don't say
you like that, huh,
Cody? Y'all like little termites over there. But y'all scared to talk. Because y'all just so quiet.
I mean, what do you say to that, though? Like, you just...
Girl, you got to handle a big, bad wolf. You got to handle it.
All mess with wolves. I like... Oh, mess with boo, girl. You got to know how to deal with wolves. You can't just, you know.
I'm trying to say, you got to know how to approach the big bad wolf right now.
I'm bringing somebody else in. Y'all done lost my hold.
I know, right?
You know what we're talking about. 331-575. You're on the air with Depot. This is Tunnel Blue. Who are you?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
That's my cousin.
Hi. How are you?
How you doing? You spitting?
Man, I wanted to call on in and give you a shout out.
give you a congrats. I've been enjoying the show. You know, I've been, like, my cell phone hot on my ear right about now, but I ain't hanging up for nothing. So, you know, it's like, you know, I'm enjoying you.
Thank
you. I'm enjoying you guys' show as well. This is my first time ever actually hearing of a show or the whole spotlight thing or whatever else. So, yeah, I'm enjoying y'all.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came by and called.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll be visiting with you guys again.
Oh, yeah, she hot, y'all. She's super dope. Like,
hold up. So she came through and just going to try to leave and don't fit?
She's super dope.
I'm just listening tonight or whatever, but I'll be calling in soon and letting y'all hear something, definitely. Okay,
well,
I go by the name of Key Element, so y'all, that's me if y'all hear that name, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm writing down. I'm going to call you out next show. I'm going to be like,
dope.
Key Element, where you at?
All right, I'm gonna be listening. So
that's what's up.
Thank you.
All right, y'all.
I like it.
Thanks, Meek. I love you.
All right, love you too.
That's what's up.
Yeah, she's super dope. Like,
I was trying to get the spit, y'all. But you know,
when she do,
right,
y'all
tonight.
Gonna be blown away. I'm talking about, man. I'm telling you, it definitely runs in a family. I'm telling you. My grandma writes poetry.
Oh,
my grandma. So tell grandma to call in and spit. What it is.
Girl.
I would have her do that. She just might. My grandma don't play no games.
Okay. Well, you know what, y'all? It's ladies' night. We ain't finished with kids yet. She got some more for you. Open mic commence. The lineup, 513-323-312. You want to get on the mic, 347-826-9842. And guess what, y'all? The chief is sitting in the clothes as well.
Uh-oh,
yeah. That's right. It's ladies' night. So, look, Tina Marie, square biz. original Poetry After Dark, Spotlighting Kids Lachelle, having a good time. It's ladies' night, and yes, we're standing up. Man, I guess when
Wow.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Tell Jeff to stop picking on me in chat. I am feeling
Oh, man, I ain't getting
right
into
now.
That. Yeah, I'm rolling off of Tina and kids and this poetry that's flowing through here tonight. It's lovely.
It is. Yeah, I was
man,
so
I just
forgot
snapping,
I was
snapping, though. I like how they just came in.
For real.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah, indeed. Uh-oh, guys. Okay, let's see here.
Who next? Who next?
We got 513. You know I ain't going to be able to behave myself. 513 coming up.
Uh-oh. Madness.
Straight madness. Okay. 513, you're on the air.
This is Romeo D. Natty.
Hey, Romeo.
Hey.
Hey, kind of bloody poetess, Miss Kids.
Hey,
how
baby.
You doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, I maintain it. I got to say, you was hot.
Thank
that,
you so much.
That line, did you say you came in your dreams?
Thank you so much.
I know that's going back a few poems, but damn, that was hot. That was... Yeah, you get it. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You gotta
I'm
check me out,
about.
Man. It's so many varieties, man. For real, for real.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, you know, I didn't call this fit. I actually had a friend who had this beat that I thought was perfect for ladies' night. You know, I'm on my hiatus. But if y'all go late, if y'all go late into the archive.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Then I will do a piece.
We can definitely accommodate that.
All right, cause I just came from
look at her.
Boy.
We just all
bath.
Kind of bent over backwards for Romeo.
I got a piece
today.
Coming on YouTube I heard tonight.
Yes, babe.
Those lips. So,
yes.
Check
that's
it out.
Right.
Okay.
I got those lips.
I'm sorry,
there.
Guys. He got that commander voice. I'm like, sit down. Ooh. Yeah.
Kind of,
is that
sound
what
like
it
you
is?
Need to be on
Whispers
in the
voice.
Dark.
That's what it is.
Mm. Constantine for Abilene. Shout out. But I ain't going to hold you up. You know, I'm going to let.
Okay.
But y'all go late.
I'm hearing
do,
you.
I will do a piece. Oh, nah, you was spit fire.
Thank you.
I ain't gonna let that. Hey.
Thank you so much.
But, you know, like the man said, wouldn't expect nothing less from the show.
That's
in that line, he said, I just want to be your man's arm. I don't mean no harm. I just want to be around you.
Yeah.
That was
well,
he's
about to start something now. See? Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all got to go late. I'm inspired now.
I know.
That voice got us all messed up.
Okay.
What? That commanding voice, I better know it. That just
shout out to Pootie,
Miss Remy says hi.
Hey.
Who said hi?
Hey, Miss
Remy.
Hi,
Romeo. From Miss
Remy.
Miss
Remy. She feeling better.
That's love right there.
I hope she's feeling better.
That's
what we hope she's feeling better.
All right, I'm going to let this be.
But y'all know,
go,
we
got to
get them go. Okay.
No.
Okay,
hold
we
on,
letting
on,
you go.
Yeah. Because if I don't do it now, he's going to be on the show all night.
Okay.
So y'all going to be listening to him
all night.
He's
going to be all of us. You on the air with all of us.
Did y'all peep what he said? I think he quoted a song, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to try to get that up here. Oh, man, that's hot, though. I ain't got that much time.
323. Bring him in.
Okay. 323, you on the air.
Oh, hello there, darling. It is I again, the Oracle. I was stuck in chat for a moment saying hello to Miss Remy. I absolutely adore that young lady.
Thank you so much.
And here is that piece I promised you. I set it up in chat. The title is It Doesn't Matter. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters if you say I love you. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters if you say I look nice today. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters if you at least try to open the door, pull out the chair. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters when I speak and you listen as if you really care. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters when you see a need and attempt to meet it without being asked. It does matter how I feel, what I think, what you wear, where I want to go, what I want to do, how we make love, fast, quick, and in a hurry, or slow, methodical, passionately, freaky. It does matter, and you need to know. It matters that I've reached that height we all aspire to, that peak we all fight and claw for, climbing up, falling back, a gash on the head, a bruise of the heart along the way. It matters that I count as much as the kids, the job, the friends, and yes, even you do. It always has. I just didn't know it, didn't realize how much it mattered to me. It mattered before, and even more so now. I need it to matter to you. You know, it just should. And that's that piece. Hello?
We're going to have to get out.
I'm going too much, y'all.
I'll be trying.
She was caught up in chat.
You know what,
that do for you?
I know. I was talking to you. It was your fault.
Don't put me under the bus.
No, I was talking to you. Oracle.
Thank you, Oracle. That was funny.
That
you
was good. So welcome.
So
thank
good.
You. Thank
that
you.
Piece. That piece pulled me in.
And you know what? She's absolutely
like,
right. It does matter. It matters, y'all.
That's for the ladies tonight, ladies. It does matter. That's for my
it
first
does,
book
does
of poetry
matter.
Called Full Circle Balance in Life. So, yeah, it does matter. Woohoo! I like ladies' night.
Yeah.
Ladies' night. Ladies, y'all better stand up tonight and get on this mic. For kids
yes.
burning up and ain't going to be no more. You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Remy's going to call in a few. Woo-hoo.
Uh-oh. Now, y'all ain't ready for that sister. I'm trying to say you. That sister right there. Woo. She going
to
make
shout
all the men.
All the ladies coming representing tonight. We are appreciative. Ladies' night.
Yes.
What?
And thank you again, Ms. Oracle, for coming in and just taking over. Like I love your poetry. I'm definitely intrigued, and I want to read more.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm going to stay on the line. As I said, I'll take my hand down so others can get on because this is a really good show. This is a very good show.
It is.
Thank you. see, Chief, how work pays off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. We got a 301 caller. I got a local on the line. Uh oh. 815. You say 815?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's out here.
815. You on air?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
815. Hey.
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, my God. That's
we can hear you.
This
uh-oh.
Is who?
It sounds like my grandmother. Hi, Grandma.
How you doing?
Oh,
Grandma
came to speak. Grandma. Hi, Grandma.
How
wow.
you doing?
Oh, wow.
Blessed.
I see you guys are spitting it out tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now.
I thought it
feel good. Huh?
I told them you be spitting.
That's right. You want to hear a little bit?
That's right. Oh, yes. We would love to hear from you.
Okay. I'm going to give you something short and sweet.
Uh-oh.
Ready,
all
Kay.
Right.
Hey, that's what's up.
Okay. If I should die before you do, I will go to heaven and wait on you. If you're not there by judgment day, I will know by then that you have gone the other way. But just to prove to you that my love is true, I will not forfeit heaven just to be with you. How you like me now?
I know that's right, Granny.
She said, how you like me now? That's how you end your pieces. You need to take some tips from Grandma. That's how you end a piece. How you like me now?
What?
Oh, man. She's hot with it. I love it.
Yes.
Then.
Yes, ma'am.
If somebody want to holler at you. It's your little brother.
Oh, tell him
I hear him say,
hello.
I don't want to get on there.
Just tell him I said hi.
What's good?
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Tell your grandma
calling.
You ain't want to get on there. Don't talk to our grandma like that.
Oh, wow.
Be sorry, calm down.
So what you said?
Everything's great. How are you?
Yeah, happy holidays.
Are you listening to the show?
Yup.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, what radio station you on?
It's a Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, okay. That's what's
okay.
up.
Sounds real good.
Thank
okay,
you.
Over and out. We're going to let somebody else do it, and there is no doubt.
All right, Granny.
I know that's right, Grandma. Peace and love, Grandma.
And
wow.
All that jazz.
Peace and love to you too, baby.
Oh,
all right,
Granny.
I feel good. I'm ready to get on the mic. Grandma
put it out here. What? I wonder how the word got to her. What? Ain't no ladies' night without Grandma here, okay? She done jumped her business.
You feel me?
She's putting it down. What? Y'all, man.
And it's that love, Grandma.
I'm taking a break, man. Grandma blew my mind.
Granny,
to
call me,
what?
I feel like all bubbles and stuff. I just feel so good.
I know
how
it is.
That's what's up.
When
Granny
calls, you already know it's fine. She said, I ain't like me now. Quote,
yes.
I can't wait to hit the archive. Hey, y'all, y'all know. 347-826-9842. We about to go into break. We'll be right back. Kenna Marie, y'all.
Oh,
the original Poetry After Dark, Spotlighting Kids, Lachelle, T. Marie, Joe LaVert, rest in peace. Wow. Only the greatest. Let them know. And we're back, guys, so we're going to go back to the lines. I believe we have Ms. Remy coming up next, and then we have 610. And you're going to hear from me, and you're going to hear from, I believe, Kids, and then Chief, and then Kids again, and then we're going to wrap the show up. It's been a lovely show, and I'm thanking everyone that came through, and especially everyone that came through to big up my girl, Kids, everyone in chat doing their thing, chilling. Thank you so much. Big shout-out to Lady Blue. I miss you. And, yeah, we're going to keep this thing rolling.
Yes.
Chief, you
I am,
okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I am
okay. Oh, yeah,
I'm flabbergasted.
Okay.
Flabbergasted.
That's what's up. I am flabbergasted. Total
hey,
that's how we got to treat our guests good. You better know. We want you to come
yeah.
back.
This is definitely a way to go out the year. For real.
Oh yeah,
that's a beautiful thing. She put on my wall like I just feel trying to get over the fact that that's me in your profile picture. She's like that's too much.
Yeah, no, I'm tripping out.
She says just thinking in. Aw,
but
I know how you feel.
I'm sorry, I gotta do it. Shout out and big up to the business doing this thing. Watch out, prolific energy, never stopping. Edifying graphics. China doing big things. I better know. She's shining big time in 2011. I'm going to be right there with her.
Aww.
My girl.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, China, you really went all out on that flyer. That was a hot flyer. I was like, wow. And I tagged like 1,000 people afterwards.
Y'all had somebody say, like, be honest with me now. Before I get to posting this around, do you like it? Like,
I had picked, you know what, I saved it and I took it before you even tagged me in it, before you had a
dang,
chance to do anything.
See what happened when people steal. That's why I was up there. See what happened.
Hey, kids, I do the same thing. She got it, and she do her little show pictures before she even get the tag. I already got it on the board. I don't need to hotness.
That's true. Because right, before I could even respond to the inbox message, it was already a show posted. Like,
yep.
Poor guy has invited you to an event. I'm like, wait a minute. But okay, let's keep the show going. I'm
sorry.
Sorry, y'all. Come
you
on, Miss Remy. I'm sorry.
Stand up, baby.
Hello. Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
Hey,
Miss Remy Boo. I was going to do something nasty, but you know what? I'm going to switch it up and do my goodbye piece.
She didn't want to come nasty at the grams, y'all. That's what it
yeah,
means.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I can respect that. That's
right. Yeah, I got to give grandma respect. I can't go ahead and just do that to her at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, this piece that I'm going to do, it's a goodbye piece that, you know, I'm getting rid of a lot of things in 2010. For my transition to 2011, and, you know, I had to say this to somebody, so I'm just going to go ahead and spit this for y'all real quick.
All right, give it up.
Over and over, I've had these thoughts of you and I, but they never came true, so I guess my dreams just died. It is so hard for me just to walk away, but what good is it for me if I decided to stay? My heart has your name engraved all in it, but I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round just waiting for someone to spin it. I don't know why I felt so hard for you. I guess in my mind, you were my dreams come true. Things never seemed the same after that day. It seemed like whatever we had just strayed away. I feel like I am here holding my breath, waiting for your love and return. But look now, what do I have left? I'm trying to do what I think is best for you and me, but I know deep down inside we were just never meant to be. The sex was always great, but it was not about that. My heart belonged to you, and that was a given fact. Now I'm here feeling lost and all alone. I have to stop myself sometimes from even picking up my phone. As bad as I want to just hear your voice, sitting here on my bed, I'm left with no choice. That you and I, we were never meant to be. You just don't have room in your life. not for me. It hurts me like hell just to stop my fellas and walk away, but here I stand with my heart in my hand with nothing left to say. I'm here listening to my mind instead of my heart, but you and I have been no good since that day we decided to start. I have always had a place in my heart for you, but I'm hurting inside now, and I just don't know what to do. Don't ever think for a minute that I've turned my back on you. I will always be here, no matter what we go through. So please just take care of yourself, and one day we shall meet again, and maybe we can try this over and become the best of friends. Even though it is hard for me to walk away from you, baby, but I can't keep doing this to myself because it's just seriously driving me crazy. As much as I want to just sit here and cry, but the best thing for me to do right now is to look at you, turn my back, and just say goodbye. And that's my piece.
I was declaring this, Grammy. That was me. That was not me. I can't put that out there. But that right there, that dug deep. And that's a side of you I've never seen before. Wow.
I know. I've been shocking people lately. I just posted a piece on my wall called "Will I Make It to Heaven?" When y'all get a chance, I need to go check that out. I'm just switching up my pen a little bit, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Ms. Remy. And I'm glad you're feeling much better.
Yes, I am, actually. You know, hopefully by the end of this week, the doctor say I should be back to myself, so... Oh, I'm so ready for January 1st, because I'm going to be the baddest damn Remy y'all ever seen.
Hey, bring it, baby. I'm right behind you. I like that. I know that's right.
And that was,
y'all heard
it. Shout out to the end of 2010. That was all of us saying goodbye through Miss Remy.
Goodbye, good riddance, holler at your boy, all that good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Deuces.
Holler at your boy. Oh, ladies, right? You say holler at your boy?
Oh, don't do that to me. Don't do that. I ain't going to holler at your girl, not on ladies' night, no. Yeah, so I had to throw that to the man.
Thank you, Miss Remy. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Hey, stand up. That's right. She is from the DMV. I know it's about Chicago. We got stepping in for a few minutes. Yep, yep, yep. Okay. Okay. Who's next? 610. I'm going to keep bringing it. Let's see. We got about 41 minutes left. 610. You're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
Hi, this is Lady Blue. How's everybody this evening?
Hey, Lady Blue.
Oh, doing good, Lady Blue. Hey.
Hi. I'm going to do an old piece. I have this new one that I'm working on, but it's still corny. So I'm going to do an old piece called Heritage. And my voice is a little messed up because I am getting over bronchitis. Okay, Heritage. I come from something and nothing, good and bad, givers and takers. I come from insignificant extreme to supreme. I come from the haves and the have-nots. I come from seeking and not seeing, education and not learning, hearing and not listening, wanting and not needing. I come from the impossible to please to living with ease, from the darkness to a light too bright. I come from when mama's word was law, and if not heeded, discipline was needed. A neighbor's word was good, fearing God was standard, and respecting others was understood. I come from too many kids and not enough food, rooms too small and beds that slept many, from having a lot to not having a penny. I come from lies and degradation, but also from prayers and supplications. I come from people not understanding, condemning, and forever demanding. I come from wannabes, gonna-bes, and should-bes. I come from pain, anger, joy, and pride. I come from acting tough and dying inside. I come from when black wasn't beautiful and thick lips were shameful. I come from being stressed and still feeling blessed. Repulsive, glamorous, bad and good. I come from the hood. I come from quality women, dire women, strong women, wrong women. I come from hard times, grand times, illicit times. I come refused misdirection and made improper men's selection. I come from poverty wrapped up in the richness of love to dignity, loyalty. I come from trusting hopelessness while believing in happiness. Self-respect materialized simply because I realize I grow because I know where I come from. And that's the piece called Heritage.
And she doesn't forget where she comes from. I love that piece. That was just perfect. Wow.
Yeah.
You ladies.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
while.
You so much.
Thank you.
That was
good.
I got real deep on that.
I like
that.
I like that.
You know, I want to say I appreciate when poets call and they be practically on their deathbed. And they call
that
in and said they think Miss Remy called. She was
sick.
Almost.
Yes.
Yeah, just sick. Who else called?
That's dedication.
Called
that's
so sick.
Yeah, that's dedication. That's passion for what you do.
I was
okay.
Talking about somebody the other day. They called her poetic junkie.
We on it.
She was standing out in the cold. She wasn't sick. She was standing out in the cold, trying to, you know, call in.
That's
I said, that's a poetic junkie. But see, God don't like ugly. Because now,
right,
now I'm sitting
right.
here where
that's
I'm supposed
dedication.
To preserve
that's
my
love.
Voice.
Hey, that's when you need the fix. That's poetry and it's poets. Y'all better know. Miss Lady Blue, tell the people how they can find you.
I'm on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Lynn Blue, every third and fourth Saturday of the month at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm also on Facebook, MLCC Blue, and I'm also on lynnblue.postress.com. That's all the things I could remember, but I'm Googleable.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's how y'all do. Y'all
yeah.
better sum it up. Say, hey, Google me, boo. And you can just go to where you want to go at.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you,
can't
lady.
Wait till I can get on the show one day and be like, I'm Googleable. Google me.
Girl, you are already Google. You put in China Blue. Watch.
Okay.
Hey, come on, we are.
Yeah, you put in China Blue and some lady and her dog shows up.
No, China. I'm going to Google her. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. The lineup is now 216-281. When we come back from this break, I'm going to go ahead and spit my piece, get out the way, because we have 35 minutes left, and I am still in need of Tina Marie. So we are out on a limb. Let's go.
Thank you.
the original Poetry After Dark spotlight hit the shell. Tina Marie, man. Oh, man, I'm going to miss her. I'm about to spit a piece for you guys. This piece is titled Devil in Disguise. First time spitting it, so bear with me if I stumble. He sought out for her. Be tied down, only around for half the time. See, this for her was the unseen. A dream turned a nightmare to be. She was his challenge. A woman that had boundaries, living a good life. While outside looking in, he scheming, beaming up for the right things to say. He played with the double team and brother got game, y'all. He be leaning, but no dancing, too much romancing. It's like she dreaming. When she felt this urge to perpetrate a fraud, immediately her senses build up, as we recall, but all she listened to was the feelings involved. So here she is fighting with her conscience. It's killing her to play defense and offense while her vision is totally distraught. He's behind the wheel, driving and controlling all her thoughts. He's scorned. Her heart scorned. She has lost the fight. She was the bait. He had it in sight. Although he said that he wouldn't bite, the dog in him took flight. Freaking flyer miles. It was the brother. It was this brother's will. Pussy given so freely, the brother overindulging so immaturely. See, she was just another notch on the belt. It was him and what could be that distracted her daily. His swag was like honey beat. Like honey to a beehive. Evan was obliged to call, dialing numbers 1 through 6 now. Hang up the phone and do it quick, because she can't do this. But the brother got her in his grips. She no longer has the ability to resist, so the dialer reached 7 and the phone rings. Hello. She's melted by the charm and she followed. The screenplay is set in motion, time, place, promotion. That's all it took for the commotion to begin. And in her mind, he's that special friend, the one that listens, understands, and knows his woman. He sees her pain and uses that to fund his campaign, the race to the domain, his satin black sheets. The loving day is so sweet. He had the inside track and all the goodies to make her the mistress. See, she was already his quest to undress. The pain was his to finesse, but underneath lies bitches that gone head to head just to compete. And all of that she can see, because he is so discreet. The bachelor has his master's degree on his knees, and wet pussy was the major of study. She's just another cutty buddy that's about to be laced with sexual domination as he begins to release that frustration. Her mind begins to race through sensation. Back to the war of minds, left and right, up and down, as the sounds of passion clouded her. She became hopelessly fragile, drenched in his sweat and liquor, his perpendicular ready and set for her. Now, at this point, she has lost all her strength. Here he comes as he sticks and is extended and lifts. So the damage, it has been done. The two became none, nothing, insignificant, non-existent. The wolf in sheep clothing never stopped going. He will not only will she allow, will he get permission. He thinks she's not finished. Is he serious with this wishful thinking? Agonizing feelings, disturbing, tormenting. Eyelids begin rolling up, blinking. She's sinking, thoughts clouded. He comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and he will pretend to be whatever you need or achieve by any degree just to get you. He is the devil in disguise, and he lies, and don't allow this to be the story because it's too hard to believe. Denial is the first entry, and ignorance is the next, and he will keep going until there's nothing left. And that's a bad thought. That's my piece. I love it. I love you, Chief.
and you thought I wasn't. I was on it, kids. I was on it. She thought I wasn't.
Yeah, I see
you. Yeah,
that was good, man. You know what? You two are very talented. I must say that you ladies, every time why y'all haven't been posting lately, or I haven't been getting tagged?
I think I
got to
get you
tagged
because I had posted about three or four.
You just ain't been tagging me. Okay,
my bad.
It's personal.
I gotta,
you can tell me.
No, don't do that.
We can talk all about it.
Y'all got to know because I got 3,000 friends on there, and it's hard. I be trying to remember everybody, but I swear, I always end up missing
somebody. What you doing with 3,000 friends? Yeah.
Of course you have to dark.
I know that's right.
Dark.
3,000. Jesus.
What she's saying is you on the list somewhere.
I'm lost about it. Okay. Y'all ready to get this mic? Because we got 22 minutes to keep this thing on. I think we lost one person, but somebody else took his place. So we're going to roll with 281. 281.
Hello. Hey. Peace and blessings to all goddesses and gods out there. Much love. I like to send my deepest compassion to y'all. Hope y'all having the most wonderful day. And the rest of this year, it's Prophet Andre, of course, coming to drop some hot spits straight off the dome. So y'all sit back and enjoy the ride. I am the defiance of life. I am the defiance of life. For I shall be the resurrection of death when you feel like you're on your last step. I am the move forward in your mind when there's so much confusion. I am the thought that has created sight and sound. I am the one who saves you as you drown in the sea of deceptive love. For I am love you never experienced before. I am the one above, also below. The one that gives you a hug. The compassion you need to know you feel the feelings of love. But it's more than a feeling. It's that chilling ecstasy that runs down your spine and knowing I'm not at your side, I'm not at your behind, but I am one with you. I am the trueness of your name spoke and every thought of sight that you see a pharaoh. That is me. A king to be is nothing less than another man without his queen incomplete. So we are the completeness of one. We are the love that most wish to have, but most wish to come and fail, because they choose to, because their souls are so much for sale. People take emotions and twingle it like it's a rag doll that you can drop the drops against the waters where it falls against your wonders of pain. I am the bird that sing in the morning, let you know new life has came. I am the breath that defines your lungs, and you know a new day has become, because we are one. We are one. I am the defiance of life. I am the resurrection from death. So open your eyes to have sight. That's my peace.
That was
good.
Oh,
right. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
And I'll say now.
I'm sitting
all
here ready
freestyle.
To pick up a pen.
All freestyle. Let that flow from your heart, baby. Let it flow from your heart. It's easy.
I know that's right.
Freestyle.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I don't know. Hey, I'm going to say it like this. It's for me, it ain't to the pen start moving that it just start flowing. But if I just get up and try to spit it out, it just don't work like that for me.
Yeah, well,
I
got to
write it down first.
I'm going to tell you a secret.
That's what's
let
up.
Me tell you a secret. Just sit and have conversations with yourself. I do it all the time.
You know what? You're like the third person who told me that. They're like, just,
It's in your belly. I can feel it. I can feel that poetic energy just flowing just from your conversation.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, now.
Snap on
hey
down.
Hey. Hey. Thank you, babe.
No problem.
Thank
much
you.
Much love
you.
To y'all. No problem.
Much
love, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, ladies, it's ladies' night. I love what the brothers is doing, but y'all need to stand up. Don't let them come in and crush us now like they tried
right.
to do before.
Ooh.
Right.
They are really bringing the heat.
I'm scared
of
them.
I don't know. I think we held it down enough for the whole beginning of the show, so I don't know.
This is going to be our last call because we still have chief that need to sit, and we have kids who are going to close us out. So I'm going to take 510. And I haven't forgot Romeo's supposed to come in the archive, so we're going to roll like that. 510, you on air with the poetess in China Blue and kids.
What are you doing?
My name is Dave Smith. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
They call me Dave Smith. I'm the poetry man, and the piece I'm going to do is called Africa, My Africa. And it says, Africa, my Africa, you lost us long ago. 360 years in the hull of the ship of sailing we would go. In the beginning, they only come to welcome us to a brand new way of life. No sooner than they said hello, we lost mothers, fathers, children, husbands, and wives. And they wonder why today we have so much anger in our hearts. It's because just like the motherland, we have been torn apart. We still hear our women screaming, our babies gasping for air just before they die, and the luxury rooms at Amina Slave Castle, where ancestors were put to fry. Being black in America, I was forced to learn about the Italians, the Polacks, and the Jews, stories about how bad it was and what other folks did to you. No one told me of the 60 million Africans stolen from their homeland, and how we are told today we hold our own future in our hands. As we cross those oceans to this land of no return, smelling our people's flesh as they were strung up and burned. America says a lot, and we better understand them loud and clear. Point is, we'll always be less than just as long as we're here. Black people, let's buy some ships, pack them up, and set out for the motherland. And get this land that was built on rape, murder, incest, homosexuality, back to that mentally ill white man. That's 510, Sunnyville, the poetry man.
All right, poetry man.
And that's what it is.
And I appreciate the time.
Well,
you're
we
welcome.
Appreciate
thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Right.
He's stepping
thank
out tonight,
you.
Y'all.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, Chief, without further ado, I need you to jump on it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. So this is my first time with this one, so let's see what happens. He walked up to me and said, "Hey, baby, you look like a, you can sing." So I told him, "Nah." But my words do caress the melody, breathe in aesthetic harmony like Alicia in her diary. I sing secrets and whispers, hurts and destruction, my past and your future, life and truth. I am proof. I sang poetry. He walked up to me and said, "Hey, baby, you look like a model." So I told him, "Nah." But I do rock fashionable verses, attractive lyrical garments like a video vixen with some round pins. I model dreams and reality, lifestyles and revolutions, my pride and your blackness, spirit and controversy. I am conspiracy. I model poetry. He walked up to me and said, "May I please just share some words with you?" So I told him, "Nothing." I mean, I couldn't think of nothing. I mean, look, he even changed my whole damn flow. Ain't that something? But I listened, caught up to his wordplay. His voice alone was like foreplay. A smile was all I could say. You see, he spoke that realness to my soul, had me going wild. How does he know? I closed my eyes and let him orally cover me. Lost in his vocal intercourse, he was killing me softly with no remorse. And I liked it. Had me coming back to back with verbal excitement. I mean, it was so good. I had to write this. I can feel his passion, and I promise I won't abandon it, because literally, he connects with me. A rhythmic chemistry, an orchestral energy. He said, "Hey, China, I worry because you look like me." You see, he was a poet. So I walked up to him and said, "Why? Why can't I be your poetry?" And that's that.
And that's that. Oh, man.
That's that.
Yeah, ladies just stepping it up. That's that, okay? I love it. Girl. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me bring kids back up in. Kids. Oh, man.
I just been chilling, enjoying the show. This has just been phenomenal. Phenomenal.
It's been a great night, yes.
Thanks, Prophet. Yeah,
yes, yes, yes.
The men just really came out, didn't they?
Yeah. It's like, ladies' night, what? Let's show these ladies. Yeah, they stepped up.
Think about something. Okay. Said we repped tonight. That's right. Give us some credit. We repped tonight. It's late.
Yeah, we did.
I think we did.
I think we brought a good game.
Yeah,
and Oracle and Lady Blue and Kiss. Man, Kiss had the mic on fire the whole time. We had to bring the fire extinguisher in, okay?
So, thank you.
Then Grandma came in and spit some fire.
Granny came through. I cannot believe I'm sitting over here trying to text everybody like, how did she? Wow. Yeah.
That's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Isn't it? Because she doesn't even perform. Like, she's exclusive with it. She performs, but it's rare that I get to witness it, so... It was a treat for me as it was for anybody else. That was,
loved it. I enjoyed it. I loved it. Loved you. Loved what you brought. Loved everyone that called in. It's just been a great show. And I have to tell y'all this over and over again. If you missed it, do catch the archives. I will post the player. You want to catch the archives. This is a great show right here.
Thank you.
So, Kids is going to close this out, guys, so. No.
Well, my mother requested one. She's sitting here looking at me like if I don't say it, she's going to choke me. So it's a new piece. It's called A Letter to My Unborn Child. And I'm going to close it out with that.
Is that the video? Right. The one you did the video for?
Yes, the video.
Yes. Yes. Right, oh, she had me in the video going, I watched it like 3 times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I hope I can deliver that same energy. Okay, here we go. They have the nerve to call me a murderer, that I snatched breath from you before you could form a heartbeat. I allowed tubes to suck life from my womb alone and didn't give you the privilege of your own tombstone. See, they don't know the story of why I would have rather you die than have to face the same disappointment in my eyes that I developed in your own. I didn't deserve to love you. True, you could have been anything you wanted to be, but I'd be damned if you be a reflection of me when I didn't have the vision to even see myself. Your pops was a big part of this decision. We bumped heads like a car collision. I looked to him for support and he bowed down. What the hell was mommy to do now? Granny said she wouldn't help and I wasn't in any position where I could do it by myself. I'd rather you sleep eternally than have a childhood of struggle. Because I remember the pain when I stumbled, crumbled in these streets. Poverty, abuse, and neglect used to beat the shit out of me. How can mommy give you love when she didn't have it? Yet I got these people with their opinions spazzing. They'd rather I do a Section 8 than give you a life better than I could generate. Forget what they say. I wasn't going to have you like that. Half raised on TV and ramen noodles, education from low budget schools, excuse me for wanting what's best for you. Heaven can do much better. Trust, it hurt bad that we couldn't be together, but you should still know I've loved you from the moment I heard about your existence. The fact that I couldn't take care of you is what kept me at a distance. You will always be alive in my mind. Mommy just couldn't be with you in this lifetime. Some say I could have done it, that the homeless shelters was jumping and welfare was pumping. Either way, it would have been something, but I'm sorry. That's nothing I wanted to raise you in. Didn't make me a murderer. It made me human. And for all these people with their stones constantly assuming, when you bring life into this world, let me see how you do it. Bet your kid won't grow up in ruin. Yet you asked me to subject mine to that mentality. My kid can do much better not being in this world. And that's that piece.
Y'all can't tell me that wasn't deep right there.
Casting stones. But I'm feeling that all the way through. Well.
Yeah, I had to write that. Y'all. I had to. Thank you so much, Deidre and China. I mean, this has just been an honor. I've really enjoyed myself tonight. I'm sure the listeners, everyone, just thank you so much for the support. Everyone that just has just been showing so much love and requesting me on Facebook and just, oh, my God, I'm just over here overwhelmed. Like, I'm going to be smiling into the new year. This is the way to bring it in. I'm so serious. You guys have a fantastic show, and I'm going to still be calling in and telling people all about it and just keep doing the thing, man, for real.
Thank you, girl.
We appreciate you. I'm so glad. I was excited about the show. I'm so glad that you had a good time. I love when the poets said he had a good time on the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed all of the poetry that you shared with us. Thank you for sharing your heart, especially that last piece. Appreciate it.
Yes. Very deep. It's been phenomenal. It's been a great night. And this is how we do it. I mean, we uplift each other. Kids, it was already in the making. I just didn't put a date on it. I'm glad we did it before the new year.
It's a good way to go out, right?
Yes. It's been the best. Chief, thank you.
It's a good way to go out. It's a good way to go in, right? We starting up something. Okay. All right.
Oh, man. I'm here to tell y'all because we don't know if we're having a show for New Year's. However, we're going to be definitely on throughout January. We have a lot of shows for you guys. We're mixing it up. We're doing something different. So I'm going to tell you this. You're going to come to Poetry After Dark. You don't know what you're going to get because there's always going to be something different going on. And we're going to continue uplifting poetry. We're going to continue uplifting those artists out there that's trying to do something with their lives. That's what we're about. And we ask that, you know, when you guys come with an open mind. Don't judge a person because they don't spit like you.
That's
right. What it is.
Indeed.
That's what it is. So with that being said, we signing off. I might be seeing y'all in 2011 more than likely. So have a great, great new year and do not get in trouble. Do right. Say your prayers. Eat them black eyed peas. Y'all know what to do.
Shout out to my pens. Shout out to Authentic Ink, Anointed Queen, Poetic Justice. Shout out to all our listeners, everybody in chat, everybody over there, Black Planet, everybody just tweeting us, everybody everywhere. We love y'all. We love it.
Thanks for the love, because if it weren't for y'all, we wouldn't be where we at. So I see y'all in the new year.
Shout out always. I see you, boo, all late about it.
Yes, big shout out to always. Thanks for the love. You know what? I didn't get to play near as much as Tina Marie, but this is one of her all-time smack-in-the-head type jumps right here. This is a duet, and y'all already know. When I say duet, y'all already know, right?
For all the Romeo fans, don't forget to archive the show so y'all can hear Romeo spit his key.
Mm. Yes, Romeo is coming. Tina Marie and your boy, Rick James, Fire and Desire.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. Different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to where we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to.
been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to?
And that's the original Poetry After Dark. You're now listening to the archives. We have one last caller that's going to get on the mic before we close the show completely out. Romeo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This piece is Those Lips. I want to kiss your lips until your eyes roll into the back of your head. I want to kiss your lips until you feel the need to grab and squeeze the covers on the bed. I want to kiss your lips until your body gets weak. Then I want to further kiss your lips until you start to drip on the sheets. I want to kiss, suck gently, bite your lips so good it makes you rub on my face. I want to kiss your lips from the door to the couch, the floor, up and down, and says, baby, I want to kiss your lips all over the place. To be honest, I want to kiss your lips until you feel like you're going to melt into my mouth. Then, like a soaring eagle looking for nourishment, I'm heading my way down south. And softly, kiss your lips. Then slowly slide my tongue over and around your lips. Until the feeling makes you grab and caress your breast, and directly after I part your sweet drooping lips on my tongue, you think, oh, shit. This is the best. My body and your bottom lip. But don't think I'm done with you, baby. I'm finna take my time. I'ma kiss your lips just as long as it takes grapes to turn into fine wine. I closed my eyes, pulled you to my face, and went to work. All you heard was a sloop, slop, slurps of my kissing you, of my licking you, of me tasting you, of me enjoying every single drip down my chin, and of all the moans and groans I received from those lips. That's my thoughts.
Due to the archives, some of the ladies was dropped off. I guess their cell phones gave up. It was a 3-hour show, so they was not able to hang on. But we thank you for hanging in the archives and spitting that magnificent piece. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's what's up. Well, that's how we do it on Poetry After Dark. That is the end. See you guys in 2011. Peace out, everyone. One love.